If we asked our young people to tell us the slogan for the delicious Snickers candy bar commercial, they would no doubt tell us that the slogan is, "You're not you when you're hungry." But when I was a kid growing up in the 1980s, that's a long time ago, the Snickers candy bar commercial slogan was a little different. Some of you might remember the slogan was, "Packed with peanuts, Snickers really satisfies." And my generation that I see this morning might remember those commercials. A woman at 2 o'clock in the afternoon can't stay awake at her desk to meet with clients, but she reaches into the third drawer of her desk and picks up a Snickers candy bar. And then the catchy jingle, "Snickers really satisfies you." And another commercial, a woman can't concentrate on her studies. It's 8 o'clock at night and she can't stay awake for this intense study for a test. But she remembers she has a Snickers candy bar, which she says will satisfy her for 3 whole hours. And then the catchy jingle again, "Snickers really satisfies you." Now, if you've noticed, even in their new ad campaign, they still have the phrase. It's a lot shorter because we're in the text message generation. It has to be very short and succinct. And so the message is simply, "Snickers satisfies." Now, of course, we know better. We know that eating a Snickers candy bar doesn't really satisfy us. Eating a Snickers candy bar may satisfy your hunger for 3 hours, or perhaps for today, but soon in 3 hours, or maybe tomorrow, you will definitely be hungry again. And of course, a candy bar cannot satisfy the hunger and thirst of your soul to be loved and to love. We know very well that only Jesus can really satisfy us. We could change the slogan perhaps to say, "Packed with a superabundance of grace, Jesus really satisfies us." And indeed he does. In today's gospel, my favorite line of the gospel is, "They all ate and were satisfied." When they ate what Jesus gave them, they were satisfied. They lacked nothing. They needed nothing. They said, "Ah, I'm content. I'm full. I'm satisfied." Jesus says when we eat natural food, we'll be hungry again. But if we eat the food that he gives us, we will never, ever be hungry. We sang it so beautifully in our responsorial psalm today. It was Psalm 145, verse 16. It was the second stanza. "You open your hand, O Lord, and satisfy the desire of every living thing." Indeed, the Lord satisfies all of our desires. They ate and were satisfied. Now, of course, we know that Jesus really satisfies us. But the apostles, on the other hand, well, they weren't so sure of that truth. The apostles want to send people away from Jesus. Remember what they said? They said, "Oh Lord, this is a deserted place and it's really pretty late. So why don't we dismiss the crowd so that they can go to the villages and buy food for themselves?" Really? Really, this is their best solution? 12 grown men coming together, the intelligence of 12 grown men, their best idea is to send people away from Jesus. Really? Can you believe that? They think that the crowd will be satisfied elsewhere, away from Jesus, in the towns and villages. Unbelievable. And on top of it, they want people to pay for it. They say, "Let them buy food for themselves." Didn't they read what the prophet Isaiah predicted in today's first reading? So long ago, the prophet Isaiah predicted that the people don't have to pay it says, "You who have no money, come, receive grain and eat. Come without pain and without cost. Drink wine and milk." The food that Jesus has to give us, we don't have to pay for. It's a free gift. All we have to do is show up. But we don't have to pay for it. We don't have to work hard for it. It's free. It's not cheap, as Scott Hahn says. It's not cheap because the food that Jesus gives us will cost him his life. So it's not cheap, but it's free. We don't have to pay for it. So why, the prophet Isaiah says in today's first reading, why do you spend money for what is not bread and your wages for what fails to satisfy? The apostles think that the crowds should pay for their food that won't satisfy them. Why do you spend your money for what is not bread and your wages for what fails to satisfy? And I ask myself that question. I pick on the apostles a little bit and say, how could they possibly do this? And then I say to myself, but I do the same thing. I know that Snickers really doesn't satisfy me, but how often do I go to it? I know that Jesus is really the one who satisfies me. I know that, but I don't go to him. I spend my money in pursuit of things that don't satisfy me, all kinds of things and possessions. I spend my money on wine, women, and song, and it never satisfies me. I go to the kitchen cupboard at night, and I tore open the kitchen cupboard, and I look at all this food looking for something to satisfy me, and I stare at the kitchen cupboard, and then I go, nothing there. Right, and I go to the refrigerator, and I open the refrigerator door, and there's tons of food in the refrigerator, and I stare at it, cool down, stare at it, then shut the refrigerator door, because nothing satisfies me. So I go to the television, and I turn on the television, and I go, click, 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 click. Do you know anybody like that? Click, 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 click. Then I shut it off, because nothing satisfies me, right? So then I go to the computer and I turn on the laptop and I play around with the mouse, I'm hoping something will satisfy me. Why do I spend my money and my time, Isaiah says, for what fails to satisfy? St. Ignatius of Loyola, we just had his feast day last week. St. Ignatius of Loyola said that when he was young, stories of being a knight and knight in shining armor and going out to battle and chivalry satisfied him for a time. And then he said later it made him feel empty, sad, dry, depressed. And then someone gave him a book about the lives of the saints, and he read the lives of the saints, and he said it satisfied him permanently for the long haul. It gave him great joy to think that he could be a saint. That's what satisfied him. You know, we all know that we have family members and friends who leave the Catholic Church thinking that they'll be satisfied someplace else. But the Lord's body, blood, soul, and divinity can only be found here in the Catholic Church. Jesus really satisfies us by feeding us with his own body, blood, soul, and divinity. Why would we go anyplace else? Why would we spend our money for what is not bread and our wages for what fails to satisfy? Jesus says, "Here I am. Come to me, heed me, and you shall eat well. I'll offer you something that truly satisfies you. Me." And that's why this Mass is a foreshadowing of heaven. You know, in heaven, we're not going to be hungry. In heaven, we're not going to desire anything or want anything. There's no hunger in heaven because Jesus satisfies us. And so at this Mass, when we receive Holy Communion, it's a little foreshadowing of that, moment of heaven. I don't need anything. I'm not lacking anything. I have everything that I need to be happy because I have Jesus. Indeed, he opens his hand and satisfies the desire of every living thing. They all ate and were satisfied.